from the campuses of Mount Holyoke College in South Hadley, Massachusetts, and Oberlin College in Oberlin, Ohio, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Good Housekeeping Magazine, presents the transcribed College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, Mount Holyoke College is out to challenge the varsity scholars from Oberlin College, the school that last week toppled the all-time Quiz Bowl champs, the University of Minnesota, in an upset here in the Quiz Bowl. And now, here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hi there, everybody. It's good to have you with us for another intercollegiate battle of the brains. Well, last week's exciting game proved that anything can happen here in the College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, we have Mount Holyoke, one of the oldest Eastern women's colleges, contending against Oberlin, one of the finest of the Midwest private liberal arts colleges. Now, let's meet these teams. First, we're going up to South Hadley, Massachusetts, where Jim Strong of station WTIC Hartford, Connecticut, is on hand to referee for the Mount Holyoke team. Are you with us, Jim?
Right here, Alan, and so are the Holyoke girls. They hope to prove tonight that on Quiz Bowl, as well as elsewhere, women are here to stay. I give you the Mount Holyoke College team.
Betsy Witters, Summit, New Jersey.
Mara Mullins, Birmingham, Alabama.
Barbara Klickstein, Medford, Massachusetts.
Ellen Richards, Sao Paulo, Brazil.
All right, there you have the Mount Varsity Scholars from Mount Holyoke College in South Hadley, Massachusetts. Now we're going to travel out to the Midwest, where Jerry Liebman of station WTAM Cleveland, Ohio, is standing by to referee for the Oberlin College team. Are you there?
I sure am, Alan, and so is the Oberlin team. And after facing the intellectual brain trust from Minnesota last week, they're ready for just about anything. And though they think that women are here to stay, they don't want them to stay too long on Quiz Bowl. Men, introduce yourselves.
Dave Jeunesse, Williamstown, Massachusetts.
Bert Sonnenfeld, New York, New York.
David Mitten, Stowe, Ohio.
Whit Slater, Rocky River, Ohio.
All right, now you have met both teams. Before Roger Tuttle explains our rules, may I point out that we recognize the fact that here in the College Quiz Bowl, we're putting the emphasis on a quick recall of specific facts. But we're also trying to give you an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities that can be found today on every American campus. Okay, now how about those rules, Roger?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Oberlin College signals, you'll hear... And when Mount Holyoke College signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. If a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Roger. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I finished asking it, but if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team's going to be penalized 5 points, and I'll repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules. And there's the opening whistle, so let's go. Your first toss-up tonight could earn you a chance at a 40. I repeat, 40-point bonus. Here's the toss-up for 10 points. Quote, the line of verse that immediately precedes this passage. And it must follow as the night the day, thou canst not then be false to. Mount Holyoke,
Betsy Winters. This above all, to thine own self be true.
Right, for 10 points. Mount Holyoke, you started out hot there. You got a 40-point bonus coming up. Okay, now this one calls for a bit of imagination. Where, if it were possible, would you be apt to see the following pairs of people together? Now, this calls for imagination, and remember I said, if it were possible. First of all, where would you possibly see Joseph Welch and Sidney Carton?
In a law France, court.
Paris?
In a law court, or a courtroom. That's right. You got it right for 10 points. Carton, of course, is a fictional lawyer in Dixon's Tale of Two Cities, and Welch, of course, was the Army's lawyer in the McCarthy hearing. All right. Where, if possible, would you see Pudge Heffelfinger and Frank Merriwell?
Yale.
That's right. At Yale. And I imagine you girls at Holyoke are familiar with that campus. Here we go. Where would you see Pierre Marquette and Gaylord Ravenel?
In the Mississippi.
Right, for 10 points. Why? Who is this? Who is this speaking?
Ellen Richards.
Ellen, where? Why? Why would you see them in Mississippi?
They were, Pierre Marquette went down the Mississippi.
Yeah. Roughly,
uh-huh. Roughly.
Yeah. And Ravenel?
He was a boatman on the Mississippi, wasn't he?
Well, you got the answer right. He was in Showboat, and he was on the Mississippi River. All right, here we go. Where would you see Captain Nemo and Auguste Piccard?
Down under the sea.
Right, for 10 points, and you got them all by y'all. All right, here we go. With another toss-up question. And coming up next is another 40-point bonus. Now, for this toss-up, I want an answer and an explanation why. You got that? An answer and an explanation why, and I want them to come right together. Now, if you attended a party where people who practiced dactylology were, would you expect the party to be a noisy one or a quiet one? Marjolio, Barbara 16.
It would be a quiet one because it's talking with your hands.
That's right, for 10 points. It would be a quiet one because they would be talking with their hands, which is what dactylology is. Well, you got another 40-point bonus here, Marjolio. Now, the Treaty of Versailles concluded the First World War as far as the Allied powers in Germany were concerned. For 10 points apiece, I want you to name the treaties that concluded the following wars. First of all, the 30 Years' War.
Treaty of Utrecht, wasn't it?
Is that your answer? No.
Paris?
No, I'm sorry. It was not. It was the Treaty of Westphalia, 1649. The War of the Spanish Succession.
Treaty of Paris? No, I think that was the Treaty of Utrecht.
I think that is right for 10 points. The Treaty of Utrecht, 1713. All right. The Spanish-American War.
Oh, gosh.
That was the Treaty of Paris. 1898, I'm sorry. Okay. The Mexican War.
Oh, God.
It was two words.
Yeah. Quick.
I don't know.
The Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, 1848. Okay, now before we move along to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this quiz game, Roger.
Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. It may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches. Since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. Now, with 19 and a half minutes to go, the score, Mount Holyoke, 70, Oberlin, nothing. Let's go back to another toss-up question now.
And the bonus question coming up is worth 30 points. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, what experience did Catherine Howard, Catherine Parr, and Mount Holyoke?
Mara Mullins.
They were all beheaded by Henry VIII.
Wait. Hold it. I'm going to penalize you 5 points, Montholyoke. You interrupted a question you did not answer properly. So here we go. For Oberlin, you're penalized 5 points. That's right. Complete the question for Oberlin. For 10 points, what experience did Catherine Howard, Catherine Parr, and Catherine of Aragon have in common?
They were all wives of Henry VIII.
That's right. They were all wives of Henry VIII. And 10 points for Oberlin. They were not all beheaded. They were not all beheaded. I have to take on a bonus on a toss-up question the first answer as I hear it. Okay, now, Oberlin, here's your bonus question worth 30 points. It's a question on words starting with the letter Z. XYZ. Now, for 5 points apiece, give me a word starting with Z, which is a mild oath.
Bounce.
Right, for 5 points. You work fast on these five-pointers. The west wind.
Zephyr.
5 points. A fanatical person.
Zealot.
Right, for 5 points. A buffoon. Zany. A popular character in horror movies.
Tommy.
Right,
Tommy.
For 5 points. A gypsy. Zingaro. Okay, scoring time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, we have 18 minutes to go. Oberlin has 35 points.
Is that right?
30 points. I'm sorry. We have a correction. 30 points. Mount Holyoke has 65.
Okay, here we go now with a 30-point musical bonus coming up. For 10 points, what would you be most wise to swallow, spray, or suck? Dichlorodiphenol trichlorothane. Oberlin.
Which later?
Swallow.
Can you take it, Holyoke?
Yes, Ellen Richards.
Spray.
Right. Spray, what is dichlorodiphenol trichlorothane?
Isn't it an insecticide?
Yeah, it's DDT. Okay. Here is your musical bonus worth 30 points, Mount Holyoke. With you girls at Holyoke and the men selected for the team from Oberlin competing tonight, it seems quite logical that we ought to hark back a few days to Valentine's Day and come up with some kind of musical question dealing with hearts. So here's your chance to identify three very familiar heart songs, and you'll get 10 points each time you do it. All right, tell me the title of this one. Mount Holyoke? What's the title of that? It's got heart in it. You don't know it?
I gave my heart to you.
No. Harry Martin's wonderful. My heart belongs to Daddy. All right. What's this one?
But they'll say no, 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 no.
Part of oh.
Hurry.
Oh.
Oh. Quick.
Heart of
stone.
Heart of.
Oh. All right. What's this one? Maybe you'll get this.
My heart.
Right for 10 points. Okay, scoring time, Roger.
Right now, we have 16 minutes to go. Oberlin has 30 points. Mount Holyoke has 85 points.
All right, we got a 30-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. Complete this relationship question. Judas was to Jesus as Ganelon was to whom? No takers? Roland. Judas was a betrayer of Jesus, and Ganelon was a betrayer of Roland in the Song of Roland. Oh, you do that. All right, here we go with a 30-point bonus still coming up. What nursery rhyme was evidently written in a pluvial period? Oberlin.
Bert Sonnenfeld.
Rain, rain, go away, come
right.
Again another day.
That's right. Here you go, Oberlin, with a 30-point bonus. Now, you know, in Oberlin, the names of famous grandsons of three famous grandfathers have been much in the news lately. For 10 points apiece, see if you can identify the following. First of all, this man's grandfather served as vice president under Grover Cleveland.
Adlai Stevenson.
Right, for 10 points. This man's grandfather was Secretary of State under Benjamin Harrison.
Dulles.
Right.
John Foster Dulles.
Work as a team. Let me hear you work. Anybody can answer on a bonus question. John Foster Dulles, right, for 10 points. This man's grandfather served on the Supreme Court bench for more than a generation.
Harlan.
Harlan, right, for 10 points. Roger.
14 and a half minutes to go. Mount Holyoke has 85 points. Oberlin has 70 points.
All right, and here is a... Oh, it's getting close. All right, this is a musical toss-up. This is a musical toss-up. The music you're about to hear is a symphony. You are to signal as soon as you can identify it by its title and composer. Oberlin.
Bert Sonnenfeld.
Classical symphony by Prokofiev.
Right for 10 points. Honest to goodness. I had no idea. So soon he got it. All right, it's a mathematical bonus you earned by that, Bert Sonnenfeld. Get out your papers and paper and pencils, Oberlin. It takes the year. Takes the year that the Civil War ended.
1865.
Multiply by the number of the heaven, which in the Mohammedan religion is the highest abode of bliss.
Heaven.
And subtract the dollar value of a sawbuck.
Sawbuck, 5.
And for 30 points, give me your numerical answer.
3. Let's see.
The state the Civil War ended, multiplied by the number of the heaven, subtracted the dollar value of the sawbuck. You got it?
13,050.
All right, quickly. Quickly, I need an answer.
13,050.
Oh, no. 13,045. A sawbuck is 10. A sawbuck. $10 is a sawbuck. Oh, the slang language isn't too good out there. All right, here we go. Scoring time, Roger.
Right now, we have 13 minutes to go. Mount Holyoke has 85. Oberlin trails by only 5 points with a score of 80.
And a 30-point bonus is coming up. For 10 points, tell us. What is the name of the time in reference to which all other time around the world is set? Oberlin.
Dave Jeanette.
Greenwich.
Right, for 10 points. Greenwich Mean Time. Greenwich Time. All right, here's another chance at a bonus question. This is a 3-part bonus question on beverages. We're just going to talk about them, not drink them. All right, 10 points for each correct answer. Who was the famous Greek that drank cow's bane on purpose?
Mithridates?
Socrates.
Socrates is right for 10 points. Cow's bane is another name for poisoned hemlock, you know. All right, here we go. Who was the philosopher-poet who thought that the staff of life to eat, the fermented juice of grapes to drink, and the company of his girlfriend made an unbeatable
Omar Khayyam?
That's right, Omar Khayyam. It's over the credit card of Ryan Powell from Rubia. Okay. 10 more points if you can tell me in what poem does a character complain, water, water, everywhere.
Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner.
All right. He did it. Right.
Hold it, Alan. That's the halftime whistle, which calls for a one-minute timeout.
Okay, we're going to be talking to the teams in just a moment, but first, may I remind you that each month, Good Housekeeping Magazine runs a page of college quiz bowl questions. Now, for a chance to match wits with our collegiate champions, see the February issue of Good Housekeeping Magazine. Good Housekeeping, you know, also awards the $500 weekly cash prize that goes to the college of the winning team here in our radio quiz bowl game. Now, let's take out a minute and meet these teams. First of all, let's meet the ladies at Mount Holyoke, our challenging team tonight. First of all, I'll start with you, Barbara Glickstein. How are you classified?
I'm a senior, Alan.
What are your plans upon graduation?
They're rather vague at this point.
Too vague to discuss?
Yeah.
What's your major?
French.
French, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. Ellen Richards, how are you classified? You notice I had no comment. I didn't do very well in French.
I'm a sophomore.
But do you know what you're going to do when you finish?
Well, that's sort of a long way off, and we haven't even picked our majors yet.
I see, but you will finish at Holyoke, no doubt.
I plan to.
Good. It's a pretty good school, isn't it?
Oh, it's first rate.
That's right. Very conservative of you, really. Ellen, you're from Brazil, I notice.
Yes, I live there. My father works there.
And you picked Mount Holyoke of all the colleges you could attend in this country, huh?
Well, you see, it was sort of a case of picking from catalogs, and my mother always told me a New England woman's college was the very best.
That's what a lot of mothers have said for a lot of years. Betsy Winters.
Yes.
How are you classified?
I'm a senior.
What are your plans?
I plan to go into merchandising when I graduate.
Fine. Where?
In Boston, I hope.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You take that over New York, huh?
Myra. No, got friends in Boston.
Okay. I won't go into that. Myra Mullins.
I'm here, Alan.
You're from the South, I can tell.
That's right.
What are your plans on graduation?
Well, I plan to go to graduate school after I graduate.
Where?
At Radcliffe.
You have friends in Boston, too?
I do.
Okay, fine. That's very interesting. Glad to meet you ladies from Mount Holyoke. Now, let's move out to Midwest, and I want to talk to this phenomenal young man by the name of Bert Sonnenfeld. Hey, Bert.
Yes, sir.
What kind of music department do you have at Oberlin?
Well, we've got one of the finest in the country, we think.
You can say that again because I think everybody in the country agrees with you. Now, anything distinctive about it?
It certainly is. For instance, this weekend, we feel it's our duty and our privilege to play the works of contemporary composers who don't have a chance to always get heard.
Well, you got right in there on that Prokofiev a while ago, I must say.
Well, this weekend, it's pretty nearly all American. In fact, we're very privileged to have Aaron Copland out here, who's going to direct his own Billy the Kid, and who's given a talk today, and who's working with our symphony orchestra out here.
Wonderful. And you do, you have a fine string section in your orchestra, too, don't you?
We certainly do.
Do you play in it, Bert?
No, I'm strictly a percussion man.
Okay. All right, with that, our time period is up. So let's get back to the quiz.
Right, Alan, and with 8.5 minutes to go, Oberlin College now leads for the first time in tonight's College Quiz Bowl, 120 to Mount Holyoke's 85.
And a 20-point bonus is coming up. Here's the toss-up. Let's move along. Here we go. A 20-point bonus is coming up. This is the toss-up for 10 points. Identify the wildflower that sounds like it might be openwork belonging to the daughter of James II. Mount Holyoke.
Betsy Winters.
Queen Anne's Lace.
Right, for 10 points. Here we go, Mount Holyoke, for the 20-point bonus. Now, for 20 points, I want the girls in Mount Holyoke to explain what is technically wrong with this statement. A little boy hit a light bulb with his BB gun, and as a result, the light bulb exploded.
Well, the light bulb wouldn't explode.
What would it do?
It would just go out.
No, I don't think it would even go out.
It's a non-explosive gas inside it.
No, I'm sorry.
It wouldn't go out at all, would it?
No, what would it do?
It would break the glass.
No, I'm waiting for
so
you.
Don't
we'll
go
did...
in?
No, I'm sorry. You did not make the 20 points. I was waiting for you to say it would implode or would go in. It would go inward.
She said go in at the end.
But after I had said it, huh?
No.
Well, before that.
Mr. McGregor, what's the rule?
They said go in before you.
Right. All right. No. Mr. McGregor rules that you said it before I said it, so Holyoke got the 20 points. You said go in. All right, here we go. A 30-point musical bonus is coming up. A 30-point musical bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. In what modern country would you be if you visited the city that Wordsworth described as the eldest child of liberty? Holyoke.
Ellen Richards.
Italy.
Right, for 10 points. The city, of course, was Venice. All right, Holyoke, here's a multiple-choice musical bonus for you worth 30 points. Four composers who have written very popular gypsy music are Franz Lehár, Victor Herbert, Emmerich Kallmann, and Johann Strauss Jr. Now, we're going to play three familiar gypsy melodies, and you're to tell us which of these four gentlemen wrote each. I'll accept only the first three names that you give, so work as a team. All right, tell me which of those four gentlemen wrote this.
Oh, that's Herbert, I believe.
That's right, for 10 points. Herbert. Play gypsy love song. All right, which of those four gentlemen wrote this?
Come, gypsy, play while you're merry.
We have only 20 seconds left. One name only. Franz Lehár, no. And it was Emmerich Kallmann. All right? Which of those four gentlemen wrote this?
Was it Strauss?
Nope. Lehár. Oh, out of two, you got. Okay, you got 10 points on that. A 20-point bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up. This man was the first engineering officer ever to achieve the rank of a four-star general. In a famous quote, he once claimed, quote, "The impossible we do at once." Not Holyoke.
Ellen Richards.
General Somerville.
Right, for 10 points. Possibly do it once, and miraculous takes a little longer. Okay, Mount Holyoke, you've got a 20-point bonus here. You know, women seem to think that men are vain, and some poets seem to agree. Now, I'm going to describe two gentlemen celebrated in poems, and you're going to earn 20 points, 10 points apiece, if you can identify them both. First of all, this man was worried that people might say his arms and legs were thin and his head was slightly bald.
Oh, that's not... Father William, is it? No. Who is it? Oh, gosh. Was that Poe?
Time is called. J. Alfred Prufrock and T.S. Eliot's the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock. Okay. This man must have been vain about his dress as he described as having a French cocked hat. He is described as having, incidentally.
The highwayman.
What?
The highwayman.
That's right. I hadn't even quoted it yet, but that's right. The highwayman, an Alfred Noyes poem. Score and time, Roger.
Right now, we have 4 minutes to go. Oberlin has 120 points, and Mount Holyoke has 155 points.
Okay. A 20-point bonus is in the offing. Two great leaders in the Western Hemisphere were called, respectively, the Liberator and the Emancipator. For 10 points, who were they? Oberlin.
Whit Slater.
Simon Bolivar was the Liberator, and the Emancipator was Abraham Lincoln.
That's right, for 10 points. Here's a 20-point bonus, Oberlin. For 20 points, Oberlin. I want you to complete this relationship question. Dolly was to James Madison as Peggy Shippen was to whom?
Jackson.
Oh, you can work as a team on this one.
Peggy Shippen, she was the wife of, not Audrey. Adam.
Wait, did I hear?
Jefferson.
What's the answer?
Jefferson.
Nope. Benedict Arnold. Benedict Arnold, the time was called, and you were...
We got 20.
Here we go.
Hey,
well,
listen, we said it.
All right.
Hey,
did you
hear that?
We said it.
Did you hear it?
I got a snap.
All right.
Did you hear Benedict Arnold in the background? I thought I did.
Yes, we did.
All right, I take the right answer. Here we go. You'll help me if you'll speak up on these bonus questions. Come out with definitive answers. All right, here we go. 25-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up. What famous organization resulted from a union of the Sons of Daniel Boone and the Woodcraft Indians? Oh, Holyoke.
Would that have been Woodman of the World?
Can you take it, Oberlin?
Fellows...
What? No, Boy Scouts of America.
Oh.
All right, still a 25-point bonus in the offing. Here is your toss-up. Quiet, here we go. For 10 points, tell us, what did Jenny do when we met? Who are you?
Ellen Richards.
Jenny kissed me.
That's right, for 10 points. All right, Mount Holyoke, here's your bonus question. Oscar Wilde, 25 points this is worth, 25 points. Oscar Wilde, Henry James, and James Joyce all wrote novels, the titles of which began with the same word. Now, little words, you know, little words don't count. These novels began with the same word. Now, for 25 points, you're to name all three of these novels, work as a team. You'll get 25 points only if you name all three.
Portrait of a Lady by James. Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man as Joyce.
And Oscar Wilde.
Portrait of Dorian Gray.
Right, for 25 points. All right, that's four in time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, we have a minute and a half to go. Mount Holyoke has 190 points. Oberlin has 140 points.
All right, the 20-point bonus is coming up. For 10 points, tell us. What United States city has the same name as a kind of wild ox? Oberlin.
David Mitten.
Biden.
Can you take it, Holyoke?
Wild ox? Musk?
Oh, buffalo. Buffalo.
Oh.
All right, here we go with another toss-up question. The bonus question of 20 points is coming up. This word is the first name of a famous 17th century theologian. Theologian. A kind of king. And a colloquial...
Cotton.
Cotton is right for 10 points. That's the answer.
Okay, let's beat it.
Oberlin. Oberlin. I'll take it. I'll take it on the buzzer. Here you go. 20 points, Oberlin. Here's a quick two-part bonus question. 10 points for each part you answer correctly. First, if you sail down the Danube River, what sea would you sail into?
Black Sea.
Right for 10 points. Now, if you sail down the Dnieper River, what sea would you sail into?
Caspian.
The Dnieper. D-N-E-I-P-E-R.
Yeah. Oh, the Arabia.
Deeper. No, the Black Sea. All right.
Oh.
I said it before you did. All right, no. 10 points on that. 15-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. Uther Pendragon's little boy became a famous man when he grew up. Oberlin.
David Mitten.
King Arthur.
Right, for 10 points. I was asking who his father's son was. 10 points for Oberlin.
And that's it, Alan. Oh, I'm sorry. The game is over for this week. The final score in the College Quiz Bowl is tonight... 170 points for Oberlin and 190 points for Mona. Mount Holyoke, the winner. To each member of the Oberlin team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnower wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnower family of fine watches. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Mount Holyoke College will receive a $500 gift from Good Housekeeping magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Mount Holyoke will return next week to compete in the new All-American Quiz Game with the varsity scholars of Notre Dame University in South Bend, Indiana. In the meantime, to try your hand at more of these questions, read the Quiz Bowl page in the February issue of Good Housekeeping magazine. And now, before everybody faints, here once again your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Okay, I want to congratulate Mount Holyoke College, and I want to say to those remarkable young men out at Oberlin College, Dave Janess, Dave Mitten, Whit Slater, and Bert Sonnenfeld, you were simply magnificent. It's one of the tightest games we've ever had here, and I think one of the most exciting games we've ever had here in the College Quiz Bowl. Oberlin, it's been great having you. Next week, Mount Holyoke meets, of all things, Notre Dame. The following week, we're going to have varsity scholars here from Colgate University, Columbia University, and many other outstanding colleges and universities throughout the United States. So I urge you to be with us next week and every week for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl. Now, this is Alan Ludden saying so long, everybody.
Your referees tonight were for Oberlin College, Jerry Liebman, station WTAM in Cleveland, and for Mount Holyoke College, Jim Strong of station WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network presentation originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Fogg, and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking. You can fight communism by giving truth dollars to help Radio Free Europe.